Simon Shin Samaches. I just want to correct one thing. I saw later on in Simon Shin Ayin Beis. What sif is that? Case of a bias, which is Pesuach Tushteh. Here is it. Sevov. Page Reishman. Bias, which is between two chatzeres, and it opens to both of them, and he makes it, the bias can make an erev to both houses.
Oh, really?
To both chatzeres.
So just he can go.
And he can carry from his house to chatzer A or from house to chatzer
B. But does one person in the other chatzer ladder go
no,
to the other one?
No, that's exactly what it's saying over here. The law is. It says over here, "By to chaser is absurd. Shteim erev mishteim. Our chaser is like erev zem zem. And it's out to kelim sheshavs bebatim bechotzer lechotzer. All your days by zeh shabir nei. So they can't use his house as a way to combine the two chaseres.
So he can carry from chotzer A to his house and then carry the chotzer B.
No.
If he takes up,
he can't take kelim which started out with the shvis and chotzer A.
Bring it to his house,
and then he cannot take him near the chatzer B.
So what counts is what when Shabbos began.
So he can take kelim which are in his house and go to chatzer A. He can take kelim which are in his house in the beginning of Shabbos and go to chatzer B.
Or could he take kelim from chatzer A and bring it to his house?
Yes, but he can't take him from there. Can't take him from there to B.
But once it's in his house, it's in his house.
No, because that's only that's Benish Marshals.
It has to be Benish
Marshals. Right. Or whatever the shuvis's kelim was, that's going to define it.
Okay.
So then the question over here, we'll see over here, so what exactly is this issue of considered a concern for him? I mean, he can carry, like, you know, will be ma'ar with chatzer A, or what's it, like, what's the difference to him? Mm-hmm. Either way, he doesn't lose anything.
No.
If when he gets A, he loses B, so he's losing something. Mm-hmm. When he gets A, he can still have B if he wants, like, so what did he lose? So that friend, you know, discuss that issue.
Oh, you got to hear this.
Yeah, so I just was pointing out to Fred that I found later on, in Shinayin Beis,
yeah,
the Bais is between two chatzeres, and it's opened up to both of them, and he makes an error with both chatzeres. He can carry kelim from his house either to A and to B.
Oh, good.
But kelim cannot go from A to his house, and then from his house to B.
Okay, so in other words, it's either he can go in either direction, but he can't go 1, 2, 3.
Correct.
Got it.
Right. So then the problem is that according to that pshat, the problem with according to that pshat is that then now that's machlokes rishonim. That's how we pass. We should pass like that. So once you pass like that, so then you have a problem. So why is it considered a chayiv?
Mm-hmm.
For him, if they're ma'ar, he's open to both chateras, and ma'ar
right.
For him with A, why is it a chayv?
Chayv, right.
Because if A means not B,
right.
So then I understand, so maybe
yeah,
it's B.
Right.
So I see over here in the Mishnah Dirsha that they asked the question, like, what's the hechatim, so where would be considered a concern for him? So they suggest that possibly the concern is. Once it's true that he can take kelim from his house to A, or from his house to B,
mm-hmm.
So his house comes somewhat of a conduit between A and B. Even though mm-hmm. you can't carry from A to his house to B,
mm-hmm.
but you can carry from A into his house, mm-hmm. and you can carry other things which started out in his house to B.
Right.
So his house will become a shukka like a conduit, and that itself is a chasorin. He's going to be. Maybe he only wants one direction because if he gets multi-directional, he gets more people.
Technically, it's not a conduit because he's not being able to take from A
right.
to B. So.
But there's still a certain amount of people traipsing through his house then.
Okay.
Which wouldn't be doing otherwise. So that's the chasorin, which they see as maybe the chasorin.
He doesn't want people marching through his house.
Right. That's what they suggest.
Is that the halacha taka that he can go carry either to A or to B, whatever he
right,
wants?
Right, that's what possible.
Wow. Where is this in
Shinayin Beis Tif Vov? So we'll get there soon. Okay.
It's amazing that that's all the way. I can't get over that's all the way back there.
Okay. Okay. Sif Cotton Aleph. We did the Shulchan Aruch. We have to do Mishnah Berurah. Lashon L'Sakta. Zemari B'Shabbos Rishon. This is talking about the first Shabbos. You put up the Erev, and before the Erev was effective, mean, Niskalko Kodem Shnichas the Shabbos, it was Niskalko, and so we need to replace it, etc. Now, if the Ilu Niskalko Akhar Shnichar Nichas a Shabbos, if Shabbos has already took effect, Ein Shorach Shum Tikkun the Shabbos, or Filu Kar Kolam and Neved Lagarmi, even if the item was totally destroyed, at the beginning of Shabbos there was an Ruvah Chatzeris, and that's all you need. Now, this person made the Ruvah Chatzeris with intent that it should last for more than one Shabbos. Mm-hmm. And he put it in place for Shabbos A, and it went into Shabbos, and it was still there. On Shabbos, it was Niskalka. What about next week? What about Shabbos, the second week? In Shabbos Shnia. If there's nothing left at all for the second week, he has to make a new Eruv. But we're going to say in Siftalad, if you put it up to last for more than 1 week, and before the second week came, it was with these calculus, as long as there's something left over, it's valid for the second week also. But if it runs out totally, then you have to make a new one. So if that's the case, if it's already talking about the issue is the second week. Why do you have to be ma'ariv? If it's still there, part of it, you'll do anything for the second week. So clearly, we're talking about the first week, that it was where the issue is. That if it was in place, so if not, when the beginning of Shabbos, before it was ever took effect, it was a problem, then you have to fix it before that happens. So if he uses the same min as they're using, so then in Tzarech Lo'idia, L'Sholem and Yisra'at Tzal Lezeh, the Mekminah Cheskaseh, Devar and Yisra'at Tzal Kulam and Minzeh, Kemoshu and Yisra'at Tzal Mitchil. We assume that there's no reason why they should have any disagreement with using these items.
Why?
Okay. The Erev ran out. The foodstuff of the Erev got destroyed. So you replace it. If you replace it with the same type of foodstuff, he made bread. He used wheat bread, so you can use wheat bread. So that's, you don't have to tell the people you're doing that. If it's mimin acher,
is it rechiv to check if you plan to use it for multiple weeks to check it every single week before Shabbos?
I don't think so. I think you will go on for zakah. For example, it was originally a bread made out of wheat flour, and now he wants to use barley flour. So in Tzarech Lo'idia L'Sholem, he has to ask them, since there's nothing left of the first one, it's a new Maisa, and he's doing it different than what they've shown their interest in. This halacha only applies against a bias which is opening to two chatzeres. We don't know where his preference is, so we need to ask him, does he agree to this bread? Listen, you're putting this, you're giving this other bread, but he's not paying for it. He gets an error out of it. So it's paskit and pasarim, like, why should it make a difference to him? The only place it's a difference is when it's one chatzar, he's open to two chatzars. And that's where they quote over here this issue. Even though we say that if it's open to two chatzars, he can have both directions, so what does he care? Why is it considered a chayv? So the Magen Mishnah says, so if he'll be ma'arav to the second chayv, so now both chatzeris can carry into his house. A lot of people carrying through his, not necessarily the condo, but a lot of people carrying into his house, mm-hmm. both chatzeris, that might be a little bit overwhelming. That's the element of chayv there is over there. Okay.
Why would other people carry into his house?
Because they can carry kalim from the chatzer into his house, so people can bring things into his house.
But technically, they could bring it into their own house, too. Well, I mean, if Chatzah A anyone in the Chatzah A, they could bring it into their house just as well.
Yeah.
And the Chatzah B, they could bring it into their house. So why would they bring it? I'm not clear why they'd bring it into his house if it's really not a conduit. If it's a conduit, I understand perfectly. If you could say, well, I can get, that's my way to get from Chatzah A to Chatzah B, I understand it. But if it's going into his house, what do they gain by that? I mean, why would they be there for? I don't get that. Is it any, why is it any different than bringing it into their own house?
You know, I'm going to look up the Magen Mishnah and see how he says it.
I'm just wondering if they really can use it as a conduit from Chatzah.
Well, that's his affair. You
really can't.
You can't use the house in the middle of the conduit. So that's the Magen Mishnah. Okay.
It seems to be like two different actions. You're bringing it in from Chatzah A to his house. And it's made a hanocha there. Now you're saying, okay, well, now I decided to bring it in. It's like, it's two separate.
Ben a shmushers. Every has a place.
He has a shmushers kelim. It says shmushers kelim. It was Shabbos in Chatzar A, not in Chatzar B.
It
says kelim can't be brought to Chatzar B. And I have to see the Magen Mishnah inside.
Okay.
I will report on that thing later. Vim Shaloi, and Circle Dim, he uses his own food. He's mezaka to them. He doesn't have to tell them. If he bavali yisratzah shareva lehem become minim shigir. So whatever he's going to use, if he's paying for it, don't they hate? Kimer shemin noisim klum karni yisratzah la erev yachad. They agreed to make an erev, and it's not costing them anything. So why should they say no? Now, if it was only nismayitz, even though he's using theirs, he doesn't have to ask. Elan nismayit misher am forish to klum sifkim. Like, well, the amount we'll say is in sifkim. Before Shabbos started, so you can fill it up with more of theirs, and it's circle diem. The body starts to hashem ha'ir, because definitely they want that the air should be valid. Okay. Base.
What if it was reduced before Shabbos?
Reduced before Shabbos. Toisu the urim b'chotzer. If new people join the chotzer. If these new people joins, I think they're starting out. What? They didn't start mincha?
Not that I know.
They're making mincha now.
They are.
Near, of course.